I'm holding in the middle of Kuf, Tess, Zion. For example, there's Isser, there's Indian of Sakana. If you have meat and fish, there's a Indian of Sakana. It's Kashlet Saras. First of all, that's just that it's a Kashlet Saras. It's also Usser. It's not just that we say, oh, it's not Isser Teva, and don't do it. It's also has a din of Isser. And the Shalab is a man of Zer. Does it apply or not? So the Mangan of Ram and Kuf, Ayin Gimel. Says that there are many things we find which are understand at Teva and things which are more worse sakana now are not a sakana. So he says, or maybe apparent that who didn't buy this sugya also doesn't seem to be that people are dropping dead. And he wants to say Nishana Teva and therefore it would not be considered a problem. Mishmur mentions the Magen Avraham. The other place, can we have the Ramakim sheets over here? Anyone have it? Kavachayim, we brought them here. The Kavachayim, Sukkot and Tess. Mm-hmm. Page 29. What? Brings down from. Rav Nahag Katsun Yosef. Hesha was there. Adraba. He thinks Tanish Tavak Yerusa. Tavahedik Lachasar. It's getting worse. Bach Asif Samakolach Lefiyah says Lom Lalaka Mashal Lazar. Brings down from others. Stechem brings down a lot of machmirim. He says, since it's machloikis, sakata misura, absolutely mizar, shamash yechu, mizar, the kind of bechazal. He says, you know, watch me go out and be mekel. It's absolutely zar, and could be it's the sakana still stays. Like a shoe means never shvaz yakav, ain't listen machal, magam, bezav, sakha, sakana. Sniff him with sav del hakel. Sniff, he's willing to be mekel, but he doesn't want to be mekel straight up. So, big girl seems to minikai, so it was yesterday, Machmer. Saying that Machmer, we don't have fish and meat together.
To eat, we're talking about
cooking. Cooking everything. You know, if you're going to get a ramen, it's like kind of, you know, just look around. That's not the. Let's see, it's interesting. The question is, like, really, why? Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be, apparently, be a sakana. So, you could say that, why? The Yom Varai is not a sakana, why not? Because the Mara says, because Goyim is custom Rav Mashim, therefore it's different. Therefore, it's not a right, it's not a right to eat. And
Right.
Looks unsafer. What? Maybe looks unsafer, yeah, maybe. My Rambam didn't barely think so. Chasimichu is very fascinating. The question is, what is this Isser? What's this din? Like we said before, is it Eitzah Teva, is it din? Is it Alach, is it Isser? Because Primogadim Tzadik Zayin Gimel. Primogadim says that, let's say you have a suffix, whether fish rolled or meat juice rolled to the fish or not. You have a suffix, whether it was Zav or not. So, what's going to the Alach? So, let's Primogadim. Safek deraisa al khumra. He calls it a deraisa over here. It's a the kind of sakana. You know, it's a sakana. Right. So anyway, he wants to. He calls that something. That's a mirror running. He says it's something is deraisa, and you have to go ahead and be his. There's some shuvin shuvi yardei kafal. It's a fascinating shuvi. He discusses the Rambam doesn't bring down the whole thing of the you know, sakana. Why not? He says Rambam is a doctor. Maybe he held that like the Magen Avraham. It's not really so much a sakana. There's one side like that. Then, because he's popping back and forth in the sukkah, then he says at some point that, so he comes like this, that Batsim maybe it's not a sukkah of his manazah. Narvas, Chazal asked it. They asked the Paminian. They never went to be mad to it. So even though maybe the Sibis of doesn't apply, they said, don't eat fish and meat because it is a sukkah. Even though nowadays maybe it's not a sukkah, but being that they asked it, the Paminian, they never changed. So for the Isser still lives on and still stays Usser. So you see a couple of fascinating conditions in the safe. Number one, he seems to Naman that there was like some Darbanan take a din over here and they came on the Asset Dominion. Like it's interesting.
People got.
What?
Right,
I'm saying. So they're saying. And in the Pirgon, it was the Isser, you don't need to have the Asset Dominion. Even on the side, that whatever. What? They say?
What
would be this? Sakana, these are dangerous things. So, say the reason why. So, Chasavir's approach is that the Olsig is that it's Aser, because Nesab and Minyan, but it's not really dangerous with Zman Azah, and therefore you want to know, copy Sidon Allah, so you can. Right, so it would be Aser, yeah. There can be many reasons. Fine. So. The Shiva Levi brings down a very common case of Zarev Shabbos. That.
So what are we doing?
Okay, wait a second. if you, here's the case of Erev Shabbos, the Chetichas Basa falls into the Dagam HaPech, sometimes it happens like that, and you took it out from the Kedera, and it was something Shishim or not. So, it brings down that the Iker is like the different Makil, once you be Slimach on the Rif, and the Ram don't bring it down Bechlal, Basa V'Dagam. The Magen Avraham holds that maybe it's Shtana Tevim Zeh. Therefore he says, but Makim Minias Kavet Shabbos, and he says, Yesh Makim Hakel, and he's been making a benachol safek shishim. So he says, you have the riff of the ram, hold on, bring it down. I'm going to ram on Shana Tava. If Makim Minias Kavet Shabbos, you're able to go ahead and be making. But because it seems the Minhag Klaisel is yes to be machmer for some reason, that seems the Minhag Klaisel to be machmer. You want to know, we don't cook fish and meat together.
What if one of them's coming?
Hold on a second. Thank you. The Minhag Klaisel is going to be machmer. Right, so everyone wants to make it. We have a Safek Shishim, Erev Shabbos, Makom Minis Kavet Shabbos. We have the Makom Avraham. We have this. And go. Once in a night, so I broke with somebody told me that his neighbor sent over a to be eating by each other. So neighbors are eating by each other. So they send over a salad Erev Shabbos, and basically, so she had a salad, just like mix the salads together, and they serve, you know, start serving the salad. It's like in the middle of the meal, and everybody asks, like, oh, so are you serving my tuna salad? She's like, tuna salad? I thought it was chicken salad. She mixed it together with her chicken salad. And, I don't know. So what's the comeback? Should they watch with Alaha? No, she's living. It's straight up classical, dead, Ben. It was, they cooked it up. I can't remember what it was. It was something they cooked, right? No, something they cooked up. What was it? It was like, what did you say? What?
The fish was cooked all day
long. Yeah, for sure, even cold can't eat together. If cooking for sure is a problem, you know, it was by cold, you have to whatever. The pasta stuff is machmer. One time, if I remember correctly, it was mekol. I don't know that, you know, you can't eat lemon pre maisa because a couple of reasons why. You have to know the, just whatever the situation of the person is. What? Amen. Whatever the tzura, right, there is a Magen Avraham which says Zana Zezmot, the Shana Tava. But true, it does mean a Magen Avraham. We are not noig like a Magen Avraham. In a classical psak is not to be noig like the Magen Avraham. You want to know, like, Mishra mentions it, right. I'm saying classical minog kaisal is not to be noig like the Magen Avraham. You want to know, this is maybe a Yveshtak at Tzera, Yveshtak at Chak, there could be a Magen to you make a shiv. Everyone wanted to choose the sasarais, like Vachushmei, like seems to be the is that the man is there. It doesn't seem to be Sakana. But.
The Vidal of the Shishvastri is connected to the end or connected to the
Blias? Sorry, second. About that. Now, in terms of. Some of our brings down that which is the two Yisrams, also to cook it together, and there's also Isser, you know, you cook it together. Like you put. We've learned that story recently, somebody told me. That somebody made also like they put, let's say something from a neighbor and they put it into the chicken soup. And they thought it was knedlach and really it was like fish knedlach. So they ate it and then they chopped it afterwards. What? Right, they ate it, came afterwards and like, you know, the lady was like, whatever, they came to me and said like, my mom was like freaking out. So he totally like relaxed, take a cup of hot water. So they asked him, why do you say you take hot water? What, just to calm her down? So he said, no, do a gala on her stomach. Anyhow, but I can find him. So if you do cook it together, the Pesach Teshuva brings down that the etzem, the halacha is that if you cook it together, it asses the food, it asses the pot, and it comes treif, and you have to go ahead and kasher the pot. That's the Pesach Teshuva, and you have to go ahead and kasher the pot, and it asses. If you cooked it, yeah. Kipshut, the Pesach Shur brings it down. Some Akron would say maybe not. So Kipshut, that's what it should be. Now, what? Now, the Ramah brings down the case like this, that there's one thing you cook together like you did Bishul. What's the luck if you just do tzli? You have a classical case, happens all the time. Every Shabbos you get the shayla, yeah, you're cooking your fish and your chicken in the oven, uncovered, what's going to be the halacha. So Ramah brings down, ein litzleis basim dagim shemrecha, don't do that. I'll start to do that. Don't cook, you hear Yeshua? Fish and meat, don't cook them in the oven, uncovered.
That's roasting?
Sli, the pistol is with water and sli is without water. Yeah, without water. What's the halacha b'di eved? So the opinion of the Ramah is b'di eved and oisur based on the vesater. B'di eved is not going to not in the same pan. B'di eved is the same oven. B'di eved is going to be also. The shach brings down from first b'di achila oisur list of asim dach b'shevich milsa b'di eved is mutter. It's only it's very derech pistol. If the samach that the Hashem is omiach lechavei is also b'di eved. Brings down from Mashal, who says you'll have to do it with chachila. There's no reichel in sakana. Dafka when there's going to when they're touching each other. It brings in the Be'er Sheva. Scholak of pasach v'diavad also mishum reichel milsi. I feel it's going to be zemiza. Then reichel kasa filu makam noigin later v'diavad reichel milsi and sakana is going to be worse. And the shach brings down Be'er Sheva, which is going to be us. Every pasach chachas adam tak is machmer even v'diavad. And Alchus Shulchan wants to make it like Rama, even v'diavad. The Admei is very Berkutz. Throw it out. He was machmer, even b'diavad. Recha, yeah. Uncovered fish, meat, oven.
Dry?
That's recha. His recha is dry, and he was machmer to throw it out. I personally think it's, nice to have a ramah, which is mega, but Shabbos is mega.
What about the oven?
No. I don't know about our Shabbos, and it was when I was in the base of Rose on Monday and Thursdays.
What about the oven?
It was not our Shabbos.
Was that left
hand?
No, it's not. Mice of the Pashas is not. The mice of the Ramaz Mekel or Cheshulchan's Mekel, I would not be. I am not Makkah with the Abed. We have the Ramah which says that there's no Isra B'Diavad over here. We have the Chashukh and Pasas like that. You know the Chag HaSadim, whatever. Because I would not be Makkah B'Diavad. Now, one second. Now, in terms of that's when you have something dry. If one of them is covered, so then there's no Recha. Because it's only Recha if it's both of them open and they're getting from each other. If one of them is covered, then... It's like a chila, just as long as it's covered well, fully covered. Two is, the reason I like one covered is because what happens when you check to see if the food's ready. So then they're both uncovered now. So therefore it's not such a winning
thing. It's open.
What? It's still pretty hot in there. So yeah, so I listen.
Okay,
if you pull it out, you can get fine. Big Garon is Beseder. Big Garon is Beseder, it can be in trouble. Now if there's Zaya, if there's...
Sauce.
If there's sauce, like fish juice, and it's like rising up, or you have cooking a pot roast with gravy or something like that.
Natural.
If there's zeya, so then, and it's uncovered, then, come on, everyone agrees they have to be macro then, because zeya is like at the end, which is like, zeya is like at the end, that zeya is a din of the thing itself, therefore if there's something which is liquidy, and which is going to go from one to the other one, then that's going to be also even with the others. The kids are rolling so far is that Nachma, if you cook it together, Pashat, you machmer, the kasha, the kli. We have one gram, which is meiko, the gram we're going to be machmer. If you roast it together, Ramaz machmer, the chile, the yavim, we meiko, Shach, maybe it's machmer, Chazal is machmer, or Chashulchan is going to be meiko. If it's zeya, then for sure it's going to be also. If one of them is covered, then it's not going to be, Now, in terms of whether you have to have a separate fish pot. So, for example, Shitas, you have to have a separate fish pot or not. Normally, you cook meat, and then 5 minutes later, you cook basar. The halacha is it's treif, meat and then milk, sorry, it's basar v'chalav, and it's going to be a problem, and please come out of a pot. The shazam comes to fish and meat, you say that's only also, it's only like poisonous if they're together, they're cooking together, they're bumping each other, hitting each other, and it comes poisonous. Much again, if it's not like that, it's not going to be poisonous, it's not going to be a problem. The Torah brings down two shittas, whether miyachadei, fish pot. My Rei Ruba of the Achrayim say that the sakana is only when you have a be'en, when you have a belia that goes through a pot, it's not going to be a problem. So therefore, if you cook fish in your meat pot or meat in your fish pot, it's not a problem, and it's going to be okay. Because once it's not the end, the part is that it only turns into an issue, it's kashlet saras, if they're both banned. If they're not banned, it's not going to be a problem. And therefore, Rav Ruben the Kleisel, I think, are knowing not to have a separate fish pot, which take a quick poll of it, like I said, it only turns like evil is if they're both together, it turns into, becomes sakana, becomes aris, becomes poisonous, because the food, the combination becomes poisonous. Once it's poisonous, poison goes into your pot, so now that poison can come out of your pot. If it's not together, so I cooked meat, so the meat went into the pot, and I cooked fish, the fish got into the pot. I think that was never together, so that yeah, it doesn't
but
come.
But the meat doesn't come in the pot, and now that when you put the fish,
it doesn't make a difference. It's only when you have the tube ends, it's going to be a problem. Because I have the ends, therefore, most are noig lahaka. Now, in terms of.
The fish and it's dry, but it becomes liquid because of the
consistency. In terms of using a case which happens all the time. A common case happens almost every happens all the time. You have the fish and the meat are cooking next to each other, and you open up the fish, and like a little spritz goes and it's outside of the soup pot, or the other way around, little soup goes just outside of the fish pot. The question is, what is that? Is that called
the outside of the pot?
Now, when it comes to also the chalav, the lach is something called napanap, it's special that if it goes, meat hits the outside of your milk pot, goes straight through, and x-ray vision goes into the pot, into the food, straight through, and it's going to be a problem if you don't have a pickle of shishim. That's the lach by basal chalav. And as you have a classical case, your chicken soup spritzes on the outside of your urn, the urn is now fleshix. And to use it with a coffee, is Yev Shefa and Yibam in Shefa. If it's hot, okay? Well, if it's cold, it was urn hot. If the pot's hot, so if pot's hot, it's going to be a problem. Now, when it comes to fish, Emid, Riki Veger, and Kufchas, for example, the people got them, that Yesh Lacher, is that called, not perhaps especially before it's called like a span, or since it has to travel through a kli, goes into the kli, from the kli into the food, then it's going to be more. The Meisah Kiveger is Mekel. Fish, not by Basakal, what's called is that. It goes into the pot, into the food, therefore, since it goes through there, therefore that's called Naparnat, and therefore that's going to be okay. And therefore it's going to be okay. One last case, but he gave this. Two more cases.
Is this.
Where else is it?
Talking about.
But, two more cases. One more case is that if you have a knife, you have a sock and shell, if you have a meaty knife, and you cut onions. So the halacha normally is if you have a knife which is fleshix, and you cut onions, so the halacha is that onions become fleshix. That's the knife which cuts milchix. A milchik knife cuts onions are bochiks, and therefore, you know, that's a classic case that happens all the time. People cut an onion with a milchik knife, thrown into the chalant. Not so pretty. Hakapanim. So therefore, the halach is by normally things cold don't make any issues, but when it comes to knives, with the davar charef, so the halach is that the knife wakes up the blias, takes out, and it's going to be an issue. So Menegea, so she really discussed with his big shadow here. What's he say the blias is not going to be an issue? So the blias is not going to be an issue, can't wait. Get the hint. Is he say the blias why it's not going to be an issue is because of it's not by not. That's why it's not going to be an issue, or is the word is that you don't have the end. That's going to be nakamina by the onions when you call it the fleshik at night. It's not by not, it's in the time rishon. It's not because it's Tom Shaney, but it's not really Mama Shabani went through a knife. So the place can go back and forth. So they'd be right. What's in the over there? Like, B'diyevish, Ashkag, Makhim Sayer.
What's the question? Did you use those onions
to get started? Sorry, Clay. This is my, you know, it's a shite. What? It's a little bit different. It's because the Napa Napa says this. A little bit different. This is Tom Rish.
The question was if you could cut fish with that knife or cut or use that onion for the fish?
Use the onion for the fish.
What about
what if
we come out?
All right, so Sarah. Fine.
Separate knives.
Use your private knife if.
Besides Pesach.
Fine. Kai brings down the Dominicus to wash your hands. I go with him for that. And Pesach Shuvah brings down in Pesach Tess that having Gvina and Dogim is a Sakana. Brings up the Kai and others that. And therefore you can't have. You know, the cream cheese and lax at the, you know, at the Brits, right? Cream cheese and lax. So fish and whatever. So. Pesach Shuvah brings down. Pesach brings down as a place safer. Pesach Shuvah brings down. Nice. It is a problem. It's a Sfadim, a lot of Mamachmer. And then they bulk the Shuvah Machmer. Gavino, a lot of the Mamachmer. Not so much. Well? Green is what? Green is green. Green is because it's fine. We're pretty against Machane. The Ashkenazim go more to play safer. The Ashkenazim say it's a play safer, and they say that.
If you want to, yeah.
One thing right there. Yours. This area, if you sure have the time over here, since we're in Steiner, even if it is since we're in Steiner, Ashkenazim aren't being Machmer, they're not dying, right? So, like, the lifespan of Sfadim. No, I'm not Machmer, no. It seems to be whatever, so, you know, either it's not, even, either Nervous Sakat is played safer or in Steiner Teva. I'm like, it's only a problem for Sfadim, I'm like, I don't know, later. I'm saying, no, it's fine. I'm again washing your hands between Buster and Doug. So Mechai brings down, you should wash your hands between Basel and Tug, and you should pass the same. You have to wash your hands, eat, and eat bread and wash it in your mouth. The Ramah brings down the Dominican. Not like that, only if you cook it together. But Zach is Zach, we want to be Cheshish. What Mechai brings down the Dominican is that we do wash our mouth and take a drink in between. So that's the Dominican. You don't wash your hands, but the Dominican is that you eat and wash your mouth and drink something in between. Now, a lot of people, they have a Dominican, they make a L'chaim, right? In between the fish and the meat, the reason why. No, so there could be a reason that. There could be a reason that the taste of my cut brings down that bar in terms of drinking water after fish. So there was taste of it, right? The more sounds like it's mutter, but then it sounds like taste of it seems like it is sakana. Taste of maybe shtana tava that is sakana. And then Kuvega brings down. Kuvega brings down. They shouldn't have water after fish. I think they shouldn't have water after fish. So therefore, people have al-chaim. You know they have something else in between. You know, where it's fish is a problem. If they're, some say because you were matzah sakana because it's like fish and meat and l'chaim, so you have something in between. You say to yourself it's sakana. There's a plan like that. But like
Banim,
that got the chila and shtia. No, that's just a shtia. That's just
be shtia. Be careful
for that. So there's a kivega. A lot of people make kivega. Kivega brings it down. The chiloshani chilek dalad. Brings down that Tosis says that it wasn't a sakana. Now the shtana teva is a sakana. So he says like, okay, but then nowadays since we're not a sakana, Mesukala says. So he says like, you would think that the way from nowadays, Tosis says the way from then it says sakana. It wasn't like a din. It wasn't like a locha like a fishman din. The Gemara was. The Gemara sounds like it's okay. Then Tosis says since we're shtana teva that it's a problem. So he wants to say okay. So it's not a real din now. There's shtana teva and it's not to be a problem. If he wants to say that's going to be matur, there are many who say, you know, Kavega brings it down, and the many are machmer, you know, some are makel based on it. One last halacha, the Yudah brings down and Yud Gimel to last halachas, and Benigeya having fish and meat on the table at the same time. The halacha is not having milk and meat on the table at the same time. What about fish and meat? So the Yudah says, over there's going to be. Yeah, so the Yudah says, not a problem. Why is that a problem? He said, because milk and meat, as you forget, you're getting gross and you forget. This is dangerous. I'm not going to forget.
Yeah,
so being that it's therefore he says that you don't have to have it. But again, bit of a shishim. So my Rebbe Achrayim hold that the very scripture has arichos over here. Do you say that there's a bit of shishim by sakana or not? Maybe sakana chachamim chachamim. I mean, sura. I might ask him a Rebbe of the place comes that there would yes be a bit of a shishim even by sakana. Therefore, if a mashu of mitzvahs flies into your fish pot. So if it's going to be about the machine, then the luck is going to be about time. Fine. Okay.